This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh, and our brand new affiliate, 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton. And of course, the Civic Media apps. We're up and down the coast now in Northeast Wisconsin, so that we're very excited about that. Today is National Bacon Day. It is Bicarbonate of Soda Day. LeBron James turns 40. Tiger Woods turns 49. Tracy Ullman, 65. Sean Hannity, 63. And we've got a very... Oh, got it, by the way, we got a text. What's the weather going to be like, Brittany? Oops, too late.
Yeah, we never... Sorry, Brittany.
We never did ask.
Hey, I got a text I want to read, though. You were, yeah, talking about how we're our new tower. A text from somebody says, morning, loving, 96.5. You guys come in crystal clear here in Appleton. There's a big difference in audio quality compared to...
Oshkosh?
The 97.9. Yeah. Happy New Year, guys.
Yes. Great.
Anyway,
thank
yes,
you very
thank
much.
For saying that.
Kinda love being an Appleton.
Read that wrong. Yes.
This segment is our veteran salute on Mino and the Mayor. It's brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com, the veteran salute on Mino and the Mayor. And we are very honored to have our very first guest on our veteran salute, a great, great friend of ours, a man we have all the respect in the world for, not just for what he did in uniform serving his country, but he still serves his country and his community right now with what he does around here. Cody Krepplein, how you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great. Cody. We feel very secure with smoke at our feet here. We're not going to make any sudden movements.
No. He's his dog, and you know we love dogs. That thing is all muscle.
Oh, yeah. 110 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah.
I mean, just when you pet him.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like he's flexing.
Right. Yep. It's like he worked out this morning, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of a dog is he? German Shepherd?
He's a Belgian Malinois.
Okay.
So.
And you've had him for how long?
Just over a year.
Man, he listens to you.
Oh, yeah.
Literally hurt his feelings. Did you see that, though? He was like, I don't know, doing something for someone, and you just said one word. Aww. Yeah.
He was looking out the window, and you made him sit down, but it's all right.
They're used as, like... in military and law enforcement in some countries in that, aren't they?
Yep. And even here in the U.S. they are. Okay. But they...
Hey, Cody's looking at me like, why do you have sparkles on your glasses?
Yeah.
You were thinking that, weren't you, Cody?
We all are actually
all
thinking about
take
that.
Take those off. We got the wrong glasses today.
And some of us just stopped asking. So.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cody.
They work good as service dogs as well because they have that sense of drive purpose.
Okay.
Work mentality, so that's why they work well.
And you're good for smoke, but he's good for you too.
Oh, he's extremely good for me. Yeah, he's helped me get through the holiday blues, I call it.
Sure. Their loyalty is unbelievable. Plus, he gets you off the couch too.
Oh yeah,
and I think that's really important. You talk a little bit about that. How he may not feel like going out or.
There's days where I'd rather just sit and lay around the house, and with him, I got to get him out and play fetch or play tug of war and, burn some of his energy and stimulate him, which helps stimulate me to get out of that.
You know, Jim was mentioning something, but what was the name of it?
Seasonal?
That's right. Affective disorder.
Affective disorder.
I think that's what it's called.
Yes, right.
It's a real thing, isn't it, Cody?
Oh, yeah. Yep, and... Winter's hard for us up here because of the cold and the crap weather. And, luckily it hasn't been that bad yet this year, but.
We're talking with Brittany about that. It's like, you got to get out. You got to do something. You got to get out. Get off the couch, right?
Yep.
And I just want to say, Cody, look, I'm not one to give this advice, but this friend of mine who sent me quite a few texts, talking to him this weekend because we were going to get together. But he's not normally a depressed person, but it just, this hit him. He was diagnosed with this, SAD, and he just, things just seemed way worse than they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're not, but when you're in that state of mind,
you magnify it in your head.
Right. Yeah. So he's just tried some other things, and the best thing is really just to get out and move a little bit more. I mean, he tried some antidepressants and things and just didn't check the boxes for him.
Yeah. Like, for my plan to get through this winter is I got the next 2 years of firewood on a big mound in the yard, so I got to get that stacked. So an hour a day, I'm going to go stack firewood. And
Jim, I've been there. You should see this guy in manual labor. You just like, yeah. Oh, let's let you handle this.
That'd be like 6 hours a day for me and John.
Exactly. Yep.
1 hour for you.
Exactly. Yep. He just attacks it. Cody, what is it about with veterans? Obviously, you're a combat veteran.
Yep.
And I've had, I'll just be honest, I've had six people I know who, you know, decided to end it.
Yep.
But this time of year is so much worse. Can you put that into words? Why?
Part of it is survivor's guilt. The lack of camaraderie in between your brothers and your family isn't the same, or they don't have anyone, and then they get down and out about that. And just not being as active. You know, a lot of vets are, the big go-to is riding a hard motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Well, come this time of year, guess what? The bike's put in storage. Mm-hmm. So now what are we going to do? They don't have that backup plan for the 4 or 5 months of winter.
And you talk about the camaraderie.
Hey, you don't seem like a cross-country skier.
No.
I was going to say that. But talk about the camaraderie. There are some things out there, but you got to look a little bit.
You got to look a little bit, yeah. And you got to find the right niche that works for you and your schedule and everything in your that you got going on in your work life.
And you guys break it down to the point, though, check on your buddy. Mm-hmm. Buddy checks, right?
Oh, yeah. So it won't be, hey, how are you doing today? It'll be, hey, you're ugly.
Yeah.
And then text message just to see.
Yeah.
You know, you can gauge someone on their response. And if they're having a bad day, that make them laugh a little bit and pull them out of that funk of hair.
That's the one thing I learned in dealing with you guys, you know, over there, whatever. The more you love a guy, the more crap you give him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If we ain't giving each other crap, we don't like you.
That's exactly right. It's the honest God truth.
Well, then, Jim and John, you must love each other.
Absolutely.
There are certain times where, you know, it's outside the curve. Well, Cody, let's talk a little bit about another thing we try to really, really, really promote are veteran-owned businesses, especially for entrepreneurs who come up with their own thing. You have. Go ahead and talk about Sloppy Hog, rather, if you don't mind.
So I started last July. This past July, I got certified food truck for barbecue.
You were here like that week talking about it.
Yeah, going up to Sturgeon Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now summer was great. Winter slowed down. So I'm primarily doing Friday, Saturdays at the Brussels BP gas station.
Okay.
Off of C on 57.
Okay. Is your brother still a priest up there?
No.
Okay.
So
I can see him stopping by.
Oh, that's not that far away.
No, it's 15, 20 minutes.
Right. In Brussels, I you're there every Friday and Saturday?
95% of the time.
Okay. Tell us what's on the menu. I know it's on the menu, but tell everybody who's listening.
Brisket, pulled pork, mac and cheese, cowboy beans, and creamy coleslaw. And you can make it as a plate, like a meal menu, or I can whip it all together in a bowl fashion for you.
Wow.
Mac and cheese, and then layer some brisket or pulled pork on there. And
what exactly is brisket? I don't know what brisket. I always hear it, but I don't know exactly.
So it's like the neck. Part
cut, right?
Of the cow.
Okay.
It's like right in the front of the neck.
Okay.
But it's one of your tougher meats, so it's better cooked low and slow.
Right.
Ah.
You can cook them hot and fast.
But then you're chewing. It's like gum. I mean, if you...
If you don't do it right, hot and fast, it's going to be like chewing a piece of gum.
Wow. I don't think I've ever had brisket.
But brisket can take a long time, right? Isn't it hours?
18 to 20 if you don't...
Come on! That's...
If you don't
cook 18 to 20 hours,
that's a long game.
If you don't separate the point and the flat, it can be 18 to 20 hours.
Wow. So how do you do that? Do you sit out there all night long?
So I have a Bluetooth thermometer.
Okay.
And I got a high and low for the temp inside the smoker. And then I'll go in the house and catch a cat nap.
And you could check it on your phone?
Yeah.
Wow.
It throws alarms when I need to wake up. And
wow! But
that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese, like, just was that customer demand or that doesn't...
Yeah, customer demand and...
It's a perfect side dish with those things.
It is, but for kids as well.
Yeah.
Most of your kids don't want meat, and they'd rather eat mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So I got a kitty mac on the menu as well.
And that's not the most expensive thing to make either. I mean,
no.
Noodles and cheese, whereas that brisket, some of that beef can get a little expensive, those ribs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I'm doing, a customer asked for prime rib for New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So I got 7 pounds on order for that one customer.
How do you do that? Like if Jim, well, you wouldn't do it because you're whatever, but if I said, hey, no, because you did. I made this myself.
I do make it myself.
I was out there for 18 to 20 hours. I got this thing on my phone. I swear to God, I didn't buy this. He would buy it from you and then tell everybody he did it.
Could happen. That could happen, Cody. It could happen. But the prime rib, this guy, he soaks it in milk. Do you see that?
I saw that.
I did that with liver.
I've heard people do that with duck.
I've heard it with duck and liver.
Liver, it's worth doing it.
Yep.
But the prime rib, do you do that?
I don't do milk. I just do a dry season.
Isn't it good enough on its own?
Absolutely. That's what I think.
You know, I mean, you're paying for that. I mean, you shouldn't need to do too much more.
No.
So how do you cook that? If somebody said they want prime rib for New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Tomorrow night or whatever. How do you cook it and then bring it over hot? Or how do you do that? Or do you go to their house? What do you do?
Go to their house or I can deliver hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you could be hired out to go and cook at somebody's house for an event.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. But
You bring smoke with you?
Depending on the weather and...
I was going to tell you, if they got dogs, you might want to put them in the garage because you're bringing in the baddest dog in town. Stick around. Cody Krepline, our veteran salute, brought to you by Olson's Legal Group, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Of course, it's a little bit of a somber Monday morning with the Packers losing last night, but they're still going to the playoffs, so just look forward to that. This is a veteran salute of Mine on the Mayor, brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com, and our very first, very special guest, Cody Krepline, who I'm so impressed with. This man went through things overseas, came back, battled some demons. Still battling, probably will be to the last day, right, Cody? And you accept it. This is my battle, right?
Yeah. And I'm not afraid to talk about it.
Yep.
To help.
That's why we wanted you here first.
To help the next guy get through it. Because no matter what, you ain't going to be able to get through it by yourself.
And there are so many guys, and let's be honest about this, and even just in our lives, Jim, where we got guys like this that could use some help. But they've got a certain pride of, no, I'm tough. I'm manly. My dad wouldn't do it. My grandpa wouldn't do it. My uncle, he sure wouldn't do it. How come I'm going to be the one that has to do it? You just do.
Right? Yep. Yeah. And guys and gals.
Yeah, I should have said that too. Yeah.
It's nowadays we got so much technology jammed in our face that just sitting talking face to face with a guy or the person will make a big difference. Even just checking in on them, especially this time of year, with the seasonal depression and everything like that, that compounds it even more.
I get so many people reaching out to me with great intentions. Mino, what can I do to help veterans? What can I do to them? And it's like, you don't have to do this really big thing.
Nope.
Find one or two, take them out for coffee. Have coffee with them. Have lunch with them. Just, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
That goes as far as anything, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It makes, I don't know, it makes you feel appreciated, you know.
On a personal level.
Yep. Yeah. Because the big events, I shy away from.
I know. I was surprised to see you at the benefit, when was it, about a month ago?
Oh, yeah.
At the Stadium View, Homes for Heroes? No.
That I was there with Jake at DC Farm for Vets.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, that was a huge crowd. There was like 400 people or something.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised you were there. Because a lot of my, like, even when I used to bring up veterans from, or up to Ted Thompson's Packer Box, there were numerous times I had guys say, hey, would you keep the door open?
Yeah.
And I thought they were joking, you know, because we were loud. It was a loud group, so sometimes we'd have to close the door. But they're like, no, I can't stay in here if the door's closed amongst people. Have you battled that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Even when me and the wife and kids go out to eat at a restaurant, my back will be towards the corner. And I'll be facing the exits.
That's what I mean.
I'll be counting the exits, you know.
The mafia guys used to do that, too.
Yeah.
Cody, I wanted to say that it doesn't have to be this 300 event, or, but just to phone a friend. I mean, I think that would be a good resolution for some of your compadres to say, look, you know, I've been thinking about it, and it helps both of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's going to help, obviously, the guy you're calling, but I mean, I think it is good for...
Yeah. It was Thursday night. I was in a slump and I got a text message from a guy and I started laughing. And the wife is like, well, at least he can make you laugh today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know. Right. Sorry, but it just is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But there's something to be said about guys and women who have gone through things that you don't experience in your normal day-to-day life.
Can only relate to you.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to open up to someone that doesn't understand it fully. But just know that we're out here and we're here to help each other. You know, we have to. We had everybody's back over there and...
So go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, is there a website you go to? You've got personal friends that you can call. I'm just saying if someone is maybe feeling a little isolated, hasn't talked to someone in a while, what's your recommendation for them? Or for their wife that is more concerned about them than they are maybe about themselves?
And let me just say, that's a great point because I don't know if it's a more important time to say it than like right now or right before Christmas. Because, and again, this is just what I've got from other guys. Everybody's going to be, oh, we're celebrating New Year's Eve. Oh, my God, it's fantastic. We're going to have so much fun. And I know guys that feel really guilty because they're not into the thing or they're not into the celebrating or they're not into the Christmas or they're not into it. And all these other people are going, oh, my God, this is so great. And they start thinking to themselves, what's wrong with me? Because I'm not the slightest bit excited about this. Is that true, Cody?
Oh, yeah.
You've been there, haven't you?
This year for Christmas, I told the wife to take the kids and go cut the Christmas tree down, take my truck and go.
That's what I mean.
You know, it took my 2-year-old dragging me out to put the inflatables up for Christmas outside. You know, I just wasn't feeling it this year.
That's what I mean. Yep. What can be done by a layperson like Jim and I or whomever to try to help in any way?
That's a hard one.
Well, if there ever is, would you let us know? Because we'll be more than happy to do it.
And I think we need to just to support the organizations because maybe they can reach out better than we can. But there's a lot of veterans organizations out there that need financial support. And, you know, maybe if we can support them, they can do more activities or more for you guys.
I know one thing that farm does for the holidays is they right. do that holiday meal.
Yep.
DC Farm.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a good thing. But yeah, reaching out to, like, if a spouse is worried about their husband or wife, reach out to your local county veteran service officer, because they'll have the most
resources
that are local to you,
right?
Where you're not dealing with email to email to email,
right? And in the meantime, we can drive up to Brussels to the BP gas station and get some great, and you have the best barbecue in the county for sure.
Well, you cook it for 20 hours, for God's sake. It better be. Give yourself a plug more in there, Cody, please.
So I am Brussels right now, Friday, Saturday, 11 till about 6 o'clock, unless I sell out for the day before then. Mm-hmm. But I am taking reservations for spring, summer, and fall and winter parties.
How can people get a hold of you?
On Facebook at Sloppy Hog Barbecue or 920-255-0128.
Beautiful. Cody Krepwine, all the respect in the world for you, all the gratitude in the world for putting your right hand up and saying, yeah, I'll put my ash on the line for our country.
Thank you.
And you did that.
Thank you.
You want me to babysit Smoke ever?
Keep up the good work with Smoke.
I mean,
that's awesome dog.
We got to put a picture on our Facebook or our website or something of him and Smoke. Yeah. Smoke is awesome.
That's a great dog.
Cody Krepwine, thank you so very much, my brother.
Thank you.
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too.
Back with more after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Former President Jimmy Carter has passed away at 100 years old. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect," end quote. Carter served one term as president after being elected in 1976. In 2002, he won a Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. There could be some tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences, and owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the United States and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices as a result of a tariff backlash.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a new slate of tariffs as soon as he enters office. While the hours left in December are dwindling, the Wisconsin DOT reminds drivers of the law of the month. Plan ahead to prevent impaired driving. On average, someone is injured or killed in an impaired driving crash every 2 hours in Wisconsin. In 2023, there were over 7,700 impaired driving crashes that claimed the lives of 186 people on Wisconsin roads. With the many holiday gatherings and festivities planned for tomorrow, be sure you have a safe ride home. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a Monday morning. Very special thanks to Cody Krepwine coming in for our very first veteran salute. Wonderful gentleman, and Sloppy Hog Barbecue is fantastic. You got to check it out. Right at the gas station in Brussels. Phenomenal, phenomenal food.
Right on Highway C at the BP station. I go by there all the time.
It's great stuff.
And he's got mac and cheese and brisket and
18 to 20 hours.
Right. So,
man, you got to be dedicated to do that, huh?
And he gets a lot of his stuff at Merchants, which I think a lot of people who are listening
to
us.
That's old school, isn't it?
That is old school.
That's great.
That is a great, great, I don't know, grocery store, but they got the best, what's it called, butchery? It's going to be a butchery.
The best butcher shop?
Butcher shop. That's what it is. Yeah.
Sounds like something your mom would say, though. But Johnny, go to the butcher shop and get some.
I know. And yes.
Hey, anyway, you know what I still want to do? There's a little restaurant down the road here within walking distance. And I think it's right next to Jill's on Bodart.
Yeah.
But they have tongue sandwiches. I told you I've never tasted tongue before. What'd you say?
What's
in the window?
There.
It says it's. I mean, they got their thing in the window.
Is that
beef tongue sandwiches?
Okay, I know.
I mean, I don't know.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, I thought you were talking about. That's the Hmong Vietnam right place.
That's no
grocery store.
No, across the street, right across the street.
Let's go there.
I don't know if I could eat it.
I will.
I don't know if I could eat tongue.
It's like when we go out to bars. You always drink my drink. I'll eat your sandwich.
Oh, and by the way, I just saw a thing, a big health thing sent out statewide. Do not eat cannibal sandwiches. It's a big health thing by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Disease Control.
Yeah, some vegetarian organization. No, there's nothing wrong with cannibal. And that was an awful name to give that. That is just ground round on rye bread with onion and salt and pepper. That is worth eating. That is a delicacy.
Okay.
I love
it. The National Medical Society says don't eat cannibal sandwiches.
There's not even such thing.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know that. Okay,
are there any medical people out there? Are any legitimate medical, nutritional type people, internal we should call your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, let's call your daughter.
No, that's not a good one. No, she might agree with you. So,
I know she would agree with me. Yeah. Every doctor would agree with me. Do we have any doctors out there listening, or nurses, or people that know a lot about this? Please let us know. Text us. Let us know. Give us a call.
Are cannibal sandwiches okay to eat? Well, okay.
But this doctor said they should be banned.
All right. Doctors are like lawyers. You can get an opinion on anything and everything. Nope. I don't think there's anything wrong with those. Here's the key to this, John. This is cannibal sandwiches. You have to get a piece of...
Because it's a New Year's Eve thing, isn't it, kind of?
Oh, big time.
Right.
But you don't... You have to buy a really good piece of meat to grind up.
Isn't it just hamburger?
No.
I thought it was hamburger.
Now, that should be banned.
Well, I thought that's what it was.
You take a piece of, prime rib, a good piece of, great, and give it to the butcher, and he'll grind it up. That becomes your meat. That is not hamburger.
But it's still raw.
Yes.
It's raw meat.
It's raw meat.
All right.
There's no doubt.
Gary Gresh, are you there, buddy?
Ooh.
Hey, Mino Mayor.
All right. Hey, Gary. Happy New Year.
Have you ever eaten a cannibal sandwich?
Of course he has.
No, he hasn't.
Never.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. Nor
will I.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much, Gary. Hey, by the way, so Jim and I tried to go to the Green Bay game last night or yesterday afternoon, and you heard about that, right?
I did hear about it.
But we're walking past D2, and all of a sudden the door opened, and the cruiser, Mino! We missed you.
Yeah, I saw some pictures.
It was like a class reunion.
And they were having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jeff got to live out his glory with the Vikings win, unfortunately.
Yes,
he sent me a picture later that night, him smoking a cigar in his Vikings regalia, and I sent him a thing back.
I got the same picture.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a tough one.
Tough one. Hey, G, we were thinking about that, sitting at the game where we sat for like about an hour yesterday, not knowing what was going on before they told us there was a power outage. But anyway, we're sitting there. We're just talking a little bit with NIL and this and that and this and that. And do you have to worry about that at all in regards to if you get some player who's a sophomore and he's great, that some other school might go after him and offer him some NIL? Do you worry about that at all?
Yeah. You do. It's starting to trickle down a little bit to the Division III level. There was a kid we tried to recruit last year as a grad transfer after his senior year, so he could have came back for his COVID year. Very good player, would have been a great fit, and was considering St. Norbert, but ended up going to another Division III school simply because he could get his master's paid for with an NIL deal. So it is starting to trickle down a little bit to this level, and you do worry about retaining your best players, unfortunately. We played St. Thomas in Minnesota this year in an exhibition game, and one of their starters is Miles Barnstable, who came from Whitewater and is doing really well. So made the jump from 3-1 and is really kind of thriving there right now. And he has 2 years, so he has this current year and one more year after. So you do worry about it a little bit, and I'm sure at some point it's going to trickle down to Division III, unfortunately.
But you've got a you've got a very respectable institution that you work for, and that's got to weigh in a little bit. I mean, St. Thomas
having
is
that
good,
on the resume.
But having,
yep.
I mean, I think Norbert's carries some clout, especially in the Midwest, so I would hope
Yeah, you would hope, too, then the academic reputation of St. Norbert will help us retain those kids, and then hopefully the culture of our program, right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Just the experience that they can have playing basketball, hopefully at a high level for 4 years, will mean something, where other schools, if you don't have the academics to retain those kids or the culture or the winning, then it gets to be a little bit tough, and that's where you see kids bouncing around.
Right, right.
But there is some NIL money in Division III.
There is NIL and collectives. Yeah, it's starting to filter down a little bit.
Unreal.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough on you guys. You're having a great season, and I don't want to talk about UWGB, but I had higher expectations for them. You know, because I like local basketball, and I of course I love football. Is it a tough year for UWGB? I kind of want you to comment on them without saying anything, you know.
Yeah, I just think it's such a tough time, and I know Doug got there late in the process, in the cycle, and I think that has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, Sundance did a great job and got people's expectations raised by turning it around and having a great winning season in 1 year. So to expect that every year is kind of tough. I think, you know, you're going to have to give that coach, wherever they are in Division I, more than 1 year to really judge how they're going to do, and especially in Doug's case because it was so late in the cycle. So, you know, time will tell, but I'm hopeful that they'll be able to get it turned around. And I think that's a little bit of the problem, is that people's expectations, well, with the NIL and the portal, you can just reload every year. Well, it's tough, and it's tough to build a true program when you're turning over your roster every year. It's just it's almost like NBA and free agency. You're just starting over.
We're talking with Gary Gresh, St. Norbert men's basketball coach. They've got a big ball game tonight.
And I just, to relate to that, you think about just running a business if you have constant turnover. It's just hard to keep moving. And so, yeah, I feel bad for you guys. I mean, you're doing a great job there, and I just hope, you know, UWGB can get their arms around this thing too, because I think people really want to support the teams because they're local institutions, but it's also nice to see you guys win.
But it's also nice to see guys like Gary and Norgi and all those.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to see them for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Really get to know them. Right, G?
Absolutely, Mino. And you hit it on the head. And that's why I think that the women's program has been good, one, and then two, has such a great following in the community, because for the most part, those kids are there for 4 or even 5 years if they redshirt.
Yep. That's cool. G-Man, let me talk a little bit about tonight's ball game.
Yeah, well, we won last night in the first round against Lake Forest of the Nicolet National Bank Holiday Tournament. And then Platteville won their game at 5 o'clock against Bethany Lutheran. So Platteville is number 5 in the country. We play them tonight at home at 7 o'clock. They have 3 fifth-year seniors. They lost one game against Illinois Wesleyan in the second game of the year. So just an excellent program, very well coached, disciplined, talent, and experienced. So it's going to be a great test. I know our guys are looking forward to it. We started out really slow last night in the first half, and then kind of shook off the Christmas rust and played really well in the second half. So it sets up a huge game tonight at home at 7 o'clock for us.
You know, I think these tournaments like this, especially when you host them, or even you're going there, they can really be a springboard to that second half of the season. I remember when you guys won the first Bank Classic or what in Milwaukee. That was huge for the program. Remember that?
Yeah, those non-conference games can carry you, and you want to test yourself against good teams. Like, we haven't won our own Christmas tournament at St. Norbert since 2019 was the last time that we won it. So we're going to bring in good teams and test ourselves against quality opponents. And they're really going to expose some things, and you can learn a lot about yourself going forward.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Was Woody doing the schedule, and you still got beat in your own tournament?
Hey, now you know Woody brought in good teams. Those teams at the tournament at Green Bay back in the day, John Beilein's LaSalle team, yeah. Princeton came in with the Princeton system.
Held them to like 35 points, wasn't it?
Yep, 55-35.
Yep.
That, yep,
I think that is one of the most underrated wins in UW-Green Bay history, is knocking off Princeton. Traditional Princeton, Pete Carell, legendary, going to the tournament every year, knock off a UCLA or come really close, and you guys held them to their lowest point total of the year. That you beat them at their own game.
Yep. No, it was a great game. Two great mid-major teams, fundamentally sound, good defense, good offense. And if you're a basketball purist, you love that game. I mean, 55-35 isn't really a high-scoring game, but it was a really quality game.
No, it really was. Okay, one more time, G-Man, tell me about tonight.
Yeah, St. Norbert basketball against UW-Platteville tonight at home, 7 o'clock. Platteville's number 5 in the country. Should be a great test.
Fantastic. Keep it rocking, Gary.
Yeah.
Yep, would love to see you guys there if it works out.
Sounds absolutely good. Love to, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, brother. Take care. Gary Gresh, head basketball coach at St. Norbert. Big, big ball game tonight against the 5th-ranked team in the country.
Wow.
The Pioneers from Platteville.
Okay.
You know what? I've only been to Platteville once in my life, and it was when the Bears used to have training camp there. Yeah, we went there to do a story on Jim Flanagan, who was playing for them at the time. He'd just been drafted by them. And that's a long drive to Platteville.
It is. My brother went to school there. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a long drive.
We talk about schools, but Platteville, engineering, police science, Whitewater's the business school. I was trying to think
business?
Of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let us know. What are some of the other ones? Well, I would say Oshkosh, radio, TV. Seriously.
Social work.
They turn people out. We're going to start a quick break. Mike Clemens will be joining us back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Do we have Mike?
All right.
Oh, we got him. Hey,
Happy
Mike
New
Clemens,
Year, Mike.
Civic Media Sports Director. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. And, you know, I have to hold you in a little higher esteem than I ever have.
Why is that?
I saw you quoted in the Aaron Rodgers book, and you're called like a legendary sportscaster or something like that. Did you see that?
Of course he did. It's on his wall. Well,
it's blown up. He's got a frame.
About a year ago at this time, the author, Ian O'Connor, called me and said, hey, you know, I've been asking around, and I'm working on this book on Aaron Rodgers. And so we talked a little bit, and then I kind of did some investigation on him. Well, he wrote the Bill Belichick book. He's written several other. He's a serious author, and he interviewed hundreds of people to the point where when Rodgers started hearing from other friends, like, hey, this dude's doing a book and he's serious about it. At some point, then Rodgers returned his calls, and Ian actually went out to Malibu and sat with Aaron for about 4 or 5 hours and saying, just to review, here's the things that I've learned. Here's what I'm pretty much going with. Unless, you know, you've got a great reason to say that's completely not true or that's going to hurt somebody or something like that. And so it's a very well done book.
Oh, it really is. It's a great book. But congratulations on being quoted in there.
For about 6 hours. I talked to him for about 6 hours. One of the biggest things, though, I did, John, was I helped guide him. Like, here's the people that you should be sure to talk to. And sometimes, you know, those aren't always so clear. Like, people that work with them every day and with the team that maybe were no longer there, that kind of thing.
I did that with David Marinus when he came to town and wrote When Pride Still Mattered. He actually moved here to Brussels, lived in Brussels for, I think, over a year. and just concentrated on the whole thing. And he actually mentioned me in the acknowledgments or whatever. But it's those guys really depend on people like yourself or myself way back then to really learn. Because everybody can talk to the Bob Harlins or the whatever. But it's the other way down in the food chain a little bit that really have the true stories. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, people that don't have those billboard names that are around a person and working with that person every day.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your opinion of that game last night, Mike, and the future next couple of weeks.
I started turning back my hopes that the Packers had a shot at the Super Bowl after that last loss to the Lions at Ford Field. And then I kind of got back to this week to saying, okay, you know, depending on how they handle this challenge of trying to beat the Vikings at U.S. Bank, it will determine how far I think the Packers could actually go in the playoffs. And I think you got your answer last night. And first of all, the Vikings are a better team.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hockenson that they picked up, you know, at tight end.
Yeah.
And Addison and the other receivers that they've got, you know, the Naylor kid last night. I mean, you know, where he come from?
No idea.
You know, and Sam Darnold. I mean, how brilliant is Kevin O'Connell to say, you know what, we're going to move on from Kirk Cousins. I don't know of what he's going to be like coming back from a torn Achilles. And it was the end of that contract. And I think that Sam Darnold is the guy that we could do. And after all those years that Darnold suffered with the Jets, he had to stop with the Panthers, and he was with the 49ers. I mean, is Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, right now saying, wait a minute, we didn't know you could get that out of him.
Yeah.
And Darnold now has thrown 35 touchdowns. That's the most for any quarterback in the history of the Vikings to throw that many in his first year, and he surpassed Favre in that year that Brett had in 2009.
It's unbelievable. I remember watching him. I followed him at Southern Cal. And I thought, okay, this guy's going to be a stud. And then he was with a couple of terrible programs. And a lot of times guys don't resurface from that. I mean, it destroys their career mentally sometimes. They start second-guessing themselves. And this guy, O'Connell, is he the most brilliant offensive mind in the NFL right now?
Well, he's probably going to get Coach of the Year because of what he's done, particularly with that offense and with Darnold. You know, they lost their left tackle. This Cam Robinson last night had a couple of bad penalties that set them back, and still the Packers could not find a way to slow that down, and they just kept on beating them in some of those cracks in their zone offense. And the thing about it is, when you're just if you've never been to a football game, Jordan Love's got the bigger arm, but it's just like sometimes when he's back there launching it, it's like I'm not sure that's going to connect or not. Every time Darnold throws, it's these mid-range throws. The ball doesn't go very high, and it's on target. And he doesn't have that great of an arm, but he's just making the smart moves. They've got great timing, and they've got, you know, outstanding targets and receivers to throw to.
I thought Love went back to a bad habit again last night, throwing off the back of his feet, throwing, like, awkwardly. Darnold was putting everything into it going forward. And Love got into that bad habit, I thought, of throwing off the back of his feet. Did you notice that, Mike?
Yeah, you know, another thing that was, they came out, this is when they seem to have been on a roll in the last month. They win the coin toss. They elect to receive. And they give the ball to Josh Jacobs. And they ran down the field, and they had a couple of miscues and penalties. And so they settled for a field goal. But at least they scored an open drive.
Right.
The second drive, do you remember that? They were deep in their own territory. And LaFleur was calling these deep shots.
Yeah.
And they were three and out.
Yep.
Just totally took them out of their rhythm.
How about on that third and four or whatever, and he goes deep to Milton, had no chance whatsoever.
So anyway, they play the Bears Sunday at noon, and then we'll find out who they're going to play in the playoffs.
Sounds great. Mike Clemens, great having you on, buddy. Continued good work, and appreciate everything you do.
Happy New Year.
Take care, man.
Thanks, brother. Take care. We come back. Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum. Rich Moran, former Green Bay Packers starting guard for a lot of years, will join us for the Burkles One Block Over. Football Friday. That's coming up at 8:30. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.